Hi, this is Becca Hefner, and welcome to the Faith Center Podcast Network. We want to be a source of hope, joy, and encouragement on your drive to work, your time at home, and anywhere in between. Be sure to like and subscribe to get all your daily and weekly content. For more information about Faith Center and the podcast network, please visit lgfoursquare.com. That's LG, the number four, square.com. If you would like to be a part of the conversation, you can email the show at podcast@lgfoursquare.com. Thanks and enjoy the show.
Howdy, everybody. Welcome to the Barnabas Project. This is Sam, the youth pastor here. This is part two to our Speak It Out / One Word Answers podcast. I am in the studio with some titans of people.
Titans. Not only are we tight ends, we're also quarterback. Oh,
dear. But yeah, we'll go around the table. I'll start with my right.
All right. That's me. What's up? It's Aaron Watts.
Woo! Salute.
No, I'm not going to do that anymore. I hate that I did that. Don't bring it up.
I'm just going to pretend that you did it every time because the listener doesn't know. Last time she saluted us as she did it. It was great.
It was a two-finger.
Yeah, it was a two-finger salute.
Like, with my hat, point up.
Yeah. Well, hello there. This is your friendly neighborhood Spider-Man.
How original of you, right? Cameron.
It's Pastor Cameron. Excited to be here with you today.
And I'm Candace. Here I am in the podcast. It is my favorite.
Here I am.
Here I am.
Here I am, Lord.
And here am I, let the Lord of all the earth. We're also recording our worship album
here
right
I am
now.
To worship. Yes. Here I am here to bow down.
And this is Sam. I've already introduced myself. So we're going to jump back into this sort of the same thing we did in part one.
Okay.
Where we speak out a word. Just a word. Mm-hmm. It could be off the cuff. It could be one that we've been thinking about. Just a word that we want to speak out and declare over this next season in front of us, right? Mm-hmm. You know how, like, on the internet, people are in your journals. You're like, this year, I'm going to run a quarter mile.
Yeah, I'm going to do a 5K.
Yeah, like, setting goals for yourself. So this is dreaming out loud would be a great way to say this. Okay. But this one's not going to be for ourselves. This one's going to be outwardly toward our faith center / community / just anyone outside of involving yourself. I know a lot of the words that we use in our last one were for ourselves, but they also kind of bled into that of what we want to be or choose around others. So yeah, so we're just going to jump into, we're going to start with Pastor Cameron.
Hello there.
Cameroon. Macron, Cameron.
I need to see your cameo.
One of the most random nicknames that I got, side note. Well, it's actually not a nickname. It was an insult. Some kid was trying to insult me, but I thought it was so funny that I just claimed it.
He
called me a fire hydrant. I think because I'm red.
You're like a fire hydrant.
No, he literally, it was middle school football. And after a play, he was like, It wasn't even like actual football. It was like PE, you know, we're just playing around. And I don't even know what happened, but he called me a fire hydrant. And then he spit at me.
Ew. Oh, my gosh.
And that's what clued me in that he wasn't like giving
it me a sweet
a
compliment. Yeah. Yeah, I'm a fire hydrant. You can't park in front of me. And okay. I can put fires out, maybe. Yeah,
maybe.
If you use me right.
So anyway.
All right, fire hydrant. Let's redeem that word for you this year.
That's the word.
You bring water.
Spray goodness.
And life. So
Sam brought this idea to us, which is absolutely something I've been praying about, that vision for our family, our community in 2021. And it's been something that I haven't found complete rest in yet. So this isn't like... this isn't something that Jesus has confirmed, but it just continues to be a prayer. That I'm just saying, God, reveal in me what you would have me lead us in. How would you have me speak something over our community? And a word that I keep coming back to is harvest. Mm. My struggle is that I feel like that's maybe a little too ambitious. Like we were in a hard season of tilling the soil, and I feel like we have some growing and we have some tending to our harvest before we get to harvest.
Right.
But I think in the hope of 2021, there's a lot of things that we have just planted some seeds that we don't know where they've been growing. We don't know how to tend to the things that God is growing, like this podcast, for instance. We don't know necessarily who's listening and the growth that God has brought in this. We don't know who's watching online and all those things. So God has been speaking to me that I've been taking care of the growth. I've been tending.
Wow.
And you get to experience a harvest. And I think we need to, part of going into 2021 is learning what we have learned in 2020, which is to submit your definition of a win to Jesus. So harvest isn't, man, we had 1,000 people saved on Sunday. Now that would be a beautiful harvest. And I'm not saying God isn't going to lead us to that moment. It's very well possible that he just wows us. But even just the harvest of people coming back into community and people finding hope in Jesus, and the harvest of getting to connect with people that have been moved by the podcast or been moved by a Sunday sermon that we don't necessarily know that yet. That is a harvest for us. Yeah. And we're definitely not talking about like prosperity in the sense of financial gain, but I do believe that God is going to reveal how he has provided in those areas as well. And I think we have opportunity as a church to see a harvest in our greater community, not just Faith Center, but how have we been planting seeds? How has the outreach of Coffee for the Nurses, how has our connection to the police force, how have we been praying for disenfranchised people in our community? We're going to get to see some of the harvest, going to get to see some of the fruit of that in 2021.
That's good.
When you said that, it reminded me of the scripture, which we actually read through in John not that long ago, John 4, and it's verse 36 specifically. And Jesus says, even now the one who reaps draws a wage and harvests a crop for eternal life so that the sower and the reaper may be glad together. Mm-hmm. And it's like some sow, some reap, but we all get to celebrate the harvest and like the labor.
Yeah. Dang. That's good.
Yeah.
I'm going to speak something out right now. So I'm going to speak out for you, Cameron, is that while we're attending this harvest, that you're not alone doing it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That you have a team of people around you. And I speak for myself when I say this, like, dude, I don't mind pulling weeds. Yeah. I don't mind, you know, you know, whatever in the, what the Lord presents us in this next year as a team, as the staff, we're with you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know,
that's good.
Let's go.
That's a beautiful thing that I can say wholeheartedly. There's been some low moments, I would say, just to be honest, where I do feel alone, but that's not reality. That's just the enemy trying to pull me into that. And when I step back objectively in a season of that could easily be isolation, could easily be individually crawling into a pit. I know that I'm not alone.
Yeah.
I know that there's been incredible people that have been hosting church in their home. You're a part of this. You are tending the garden. You are tending our flock. You are shepherding our people. And it has to be a group effort. It has to be a group effort. So I've seen that, and I'm excited to even find out more of that. That's part of the harvest that when we get to see the church being the church. There's some of that happening right now that we don't know about. So this idea of experiencing the harvest is even just discovering that, that other people have been partnering and tending to the harvest. It's a group effort.
Yeah.
That's part of the harvest.
That's good.
So this is how cool the Holy Spirit is. So we didn't talk before, but I just want to confirm.
Is that your word too?
No, but it's ignite.
And burning the harvest?
Well, I mean, that's part of it in the process sometimes.
So I have felt for quite a while during COVID season that God is planting these places in individuals' hearts. They're like fuel, depositing fuel in there. And just waiting for that moment where he's just going to ignite dreams. He's going to ignite joy. He's going to ignite movement towards loving our neighbor. He's going to ignite connection and community. And he has been in control of this whole season. And he can't take his global church through something like this global pandemic without there being some sort of deposit of amazing work that's going to come from it. And I know that I think our work individually as the church is to ask the Lord introspectively, what's my fuel? what's been deposited in me and what are you calling me to do? Mm-hmm. And with that harvest word, I think we get to partner with God with other people who have also been ignited,
right,
and are going to be ignited, and they're going to be really just this huge movement of believers across this globe, in our community, who are just like, I am done with the way we did church before. Mm-hmm. I've learned a new way to do church, mm-hmm, and a way to be in Christ in this season. Yeah. And I'm ready for something more authentic, and I'm ready for something real, and I'm ready to do something about the things I see in my world that fly against what Christ, believes and who he is.
Yeah, that's good. Mm-hmm. I like that.
This random moment just popped into my head, and it's not super profound, but I think it's how God speaks to me. So I remember this moment pulling up to Star Wars.
Yes.
Episode 1 premiere.
I miss going to movies.
Wow. So fun.
Throwback.
Yeah. Throwback. Seriously. To 2000, whatever year it was.
17? 16? Anyways.
No, episode 1. I'm talking
prequels. JK.
And I went to like the midnight showing, and as a kid, I was like so excited, and I show up and there's another friend that I didn't know loved Star Wars as much as I do.
Ooh, come on.
And it was just this moment of me, we're in this, you two.
We just become best friends.
And it was like, oh, this is awesome. This is so cool. And I think there's going to be moments in the church where we don't know that there's the Spirit of God is speaking to his body, and there's going to be these moments where it's like, he's been, you too.
Yes.
Like, oh, and that's going to ignite something in the church that brings a beautiful harvest. That's going to keep pushing forward. Going to keep moving forward.
Yes. I think I mentioned in the last podcast that wonder was my word for 2020. Right. And I think we're going to step into some wonder and the moments of just that, Cameron, where we're going to realize community has been happening, even though we think it's not been happening. And the things that have been unseen are so real and more powerful than our normal life of things being seen. Right. You know, and in the way that we saw each other every Sunday, and we were all together, and we saw things happening. Mm-hmm. But there's been a greater work in the unseen when we've been apart from one another that we can't even fathom. Mm. And I feel like he's just going to ignite this fire that the Holy Spirit is just going to burn so brightly in each of us, that it's going to be like a moment to really be wowed by God.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Cool. I like that. I like the, I'm trying to figure out how to say I had it in my brain. It's gone because it's not important. Oh, well,
I want to know.
I know. I was like, oh, this is going to be fun. Now I can't remember anymore. Oh, that's all right. Whatever, Holy Spirit.
Right.
He's like, nah.
That's okay.
Yeah.
My word is grow.
Ooh.
Being a outsourced plant, you know, I come from a tropical place.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
you're a pineapple among us.
There it is.
Some kind of palm tree, maybe.
Yeah, palm tree.
I just want SpongeBob.
Yeah,
SpongeBob.
My word for this community, for LeGrand, for Face Center, and everything is to grow with you guys, not to show up and be like, this is the way, you know, not like the Mandalorian
poking us with your pineapple.
Exactly. Pokies. But like, I want to be planted here and like take the time to grow with this group and to really be rooted in the same soil and to really see the dreams of people. Like the last time we did this, you guys spoke so deeply at Molly that like she's over here in tears. And I'm just like, man, this is a good community.
I hope they make me cry.
I hope next year I'm crying sitting here.
I mean, we can make you cry right now if you want. Thank you.
But like, I just see how the soil is rich here. And I also can see where like the soil needs to be tended to. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, we can always find the, you know, the blips and the blops on things. But like, I just see the greatness that this harvest and then the igniting that is coming.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to take my time and really grow into the community here. So it's not like you know, like when you try to like cook something too fast, you know, like it doesn't work out. You can't just, but to be authentic and to truly see LeGrand, Faith Center, Cameron, Candace, Molly, Aaron, Zach, Chong, Hank,
Mm-hmm. Hank.
Yeah, just throwing out all the names I know.
But to really be here and be in the grow. And so when these next seasons come, it's not like I'm like, oh, that's where our pineapple tree is. And it's separated from everything else. But it's like, no, here's our garden. Mm-hmm. And you can see everything and how, oh, this tree highlights this tree and these bushes highlight that flower, you know? And I just want to like be placed in the garden and take the time to really be in it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's good.
I think as you know, just the imagery, and there's a reason that, that God uses this imagery in the word so much about being a tree planted by still waters and the harvest, the idea of growing, that we are all growing and that we are all a part of this. And we all have our calling to till the soil. But this idea of you coming to a new community in order for there to be healthy growth and for you to grow with us and not all of us to grow separately, which, I mean, individually we want to grow, but collectively we have a calling.
Right.
There's going to have to be a really cool root system that is dipping into the nourishment that is here. So this is an invitation to you listeners and the team that is here, that we get to help build a root system. But there might be people that I just think of trying to, you know, think forward to a year. Maybe some of your family's new closest friends are not even necessarily directly on this team, that there's people in this community, they're going to help build that root system and bring nourishment and bring giftings to you. And that's something that we get to explore and find. And listener, you get to be a part of that. So there will be a time soon where we get to introduce you in person to more people.
Yeah.
But that's how we build a really healthy root system and we get to connect to the family.
Yeah.
It's exciting.
That's good.
And I think you need to know, Sam, that you, like, even just the short time you've been here, you do bring so much to this team and, like, completion. And I'm throwing myself into that, too, because I'm a part of the
You're
team.
You're not a part of this team.
I am. I declare it.
It's her one word.
Declare. Yeah, embrace me. Like, I've been in situations where I've seen people that they have all these experiences together and they've worked together and there's like this deep relationship and you get there and you're like, oh man, I want to be a part of that. But it's like, you know that it takes time to get there. Mm-hmm. But I do feel like you've also fit in so well and you like, you do bring a lot in. And like, I love all of our different personalities when we get together. And sometimes we just have to be like, okay, I'm putting my headphones on because otherwise we like won't get work done because we like being together. Right. And like, you're a part of that. It's not like you're being tolerated. Like there's a place at the table for you that you are now, like that seat's been there and you're now filling it. Oh, so know that there's going to be growth and there's more from it, but you're a part of it.
Yeah. One of the things that I prayed for was that whoever would fill this position of our youth pastor, not only do they bring a ton to the table, but we also get to pour into. There is a there is a communal aspect to to our part of the kingdom.
Yeah.
We all get to share the gifts. You have your gifts, and you complement this team in your gifts, and that's part of that root system is that you get to receive from those around you, and then as you grow, you bring shade and you bring life and you bring nourishment to the rest of the team as well.
Preach.
Boom! Wow! Thanks, y'all. Appreciate
and then
that.
We cut you down.
Oh, and harvest your pineapples. Yes.
My pineapples. That's old Sam.
That's old. That's what happened. That's the origin.
I think pineapples grow out of the ground, actually. So you're not going to be a tree.
Don't they grow on the ground like a cucumber, like on a vine?
Yeah.
Also, potatoes grow in trees, right?
Yes.
Yes. I have a potato tree in my backyard.
Yep. Uh-huh. We'll just go to Idaho. We'll show you.
So Aaron. I think it's funny that you put me last because I'm sitting next to you. So I could have easily been like the first person. And I think like when I started, I would have said a different word. Mm-hmm. But as each person was going, I was like feeling this tension.
I was doing the
same. And like, I have a word that I want to say and I feel like God's like, no. And so I'm going to say this word, but I say it tentatively because I feel like it can be easily misconstrued and we can take it into like our lens of what we want to see happen. So I'm asking you listener to like try to remove that lens and like see it on the, from the lens of Christ. Cause the word that is coming to mind is unstoppable. Mm. And we can easily take that as a call to arms. We're unstoppable. Right. Let's go charge the world. Like, and that's not the way of Jesus. Like he didn't jump into power and all this stuff. And so here's my, like, I'm saying this word, but I don't want us to jump there. But I think like the work of the kingdom and the work within us that God does is unstoppable. And the radical love of Christ is unstoppable. And if we jump into the world with that radical love, that is different than anything else. And that's not different because we're being better than other people, or we're being nicer, we're being whatever, like fill in the blank what that is. Like, but radical love takes so much sacrifice, and like Jesus was unstoppable. Yet he let himself be crucified.
That's good.
So that's why I say it, but I say it with like caution. Like, don't take that as like, well, I'm going to go run rampant now for Jesus and slash my sword, you know, around like Peter cutting the ear off of the guy that's going to arrest Jesus. And Jesus is like, stop, like, don't weaponize this.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Go unstoppable with radical love.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. If I walk in my flesh, when we walk in our flesh, we're entirely stoppable.
Yeah.
Entirely stoppable.
Definitely.
Yeah.
And we should be.
Right? Yeah.
And so, but if we're in the power, walking in the power of God and doing what we're called to do, being obedient to his call and using his strength, not our own.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We are unstoppable.
Mm-hmm.
It's true.
Mm-hmm.
That beautiful marriage of power and control.
Meekness.
A meek church, that we are unstoppable. That doesn't mean we're aggressive.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean we're mowing over people or charging over people. It's we're just called to serve the people.
Mm-hmm. Like it's service. It's not like power taking over.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we see that in Christ.
Yeah.
That so many people missed him because they thought in order to lead, you have to be the center of everything.
Right.
You have to be an iron fist. You have to be aggressive. You have to dominate. And he was like, I'm going to show you a new way. Mm-hmm. I'm going to show you a new way of leadership, a new way of reaching people, that it isn't going to be by force. It's going to be by grace. Mm-hmm. And my grace is going to come from me, not demanding, but actually giving of my life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the Beatitudes, really. Yeah. We're talking about the Sermon on the Mount, like, blessed are the poor spirit, you know, those kinds of things where it flies against the idea of what our culture would say is unstoppable.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I like how, yes, this is a word for Faith Center and all these things, but it implies to the community of Christians.
Yeah.
Of people who follow Christ, right? Mm-hmm. Just, this is for all of us, you know, regardless of where we hang out at.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, we all go to Jesus, you know? And so, I mean, the story comes up, and we can scrap this out real quick if it needs to be, because I don't know the fullness of this story, but it's a cool little context. I was reading this, okay? And I don't know if it's true yet, so so Chong, if this isn't true, you'll know, because you're a scholar, I believe, right? He's a Bible scholar. But Barabbas means son of God in the language. It's like literally the son of the Father. Mm. And when they like displayed, choose one, either choose Barabbas or choose God or choose Jesus, right? They chose that violent version of what they wanted.
Yeah.
They wanted a man to come down and crush the empire. You know, they wanted that. And so they got this choice of, all right, here's Barabbas, this guy who, and I mean,
he like an insurrectionist?
Yeah, he was against the man.
Yeah. He was a rebel rouser.
Yeah.
Which is what people thought Jesus would be, the savior.
Yeah.
Would be.
And then they have Jesus, right? And they chose that, oh, that's the unstoppable we want, you know, to dethrone this person. But they're thinking about earthly thrones. Mm-hmm. They're not thinking of heavenly thrones. That's
right. The heavenly throne has like the slain lamb, like the lamb who's slain sitting on it.
Like, yeah. And I just think like,
oh
yeah.
Sorry. I just thought of a cool thing, like of, you know, kingship and like, I don't know what the fancy word is, but it's like when you're seeing it come to fruition, or like you're seeing a king get
coronation
or whatever, or inauguration, like those things, like that happened to Jesus, like on the cross. Ooh. Like he was on the cross when that happened.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sorry. I just got excited.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I don't know if that's true. So Chong, if that's not true, just delete that part. I don't want to like,
true.
It is true.
Bar Abba is
Bar Abba
of God.
And I read that the other day and I was like, man, that is, because it gives you even more context to that story and new perspective. Yeah. Like, oh man, like,
this exchange of earthly, our idea of aggression and
right,
and our idea of like authority and stuff,
or what the Jews wanted as Jesus, you know, and it's like, no way, Jesus, God's like, no, nope. You guys don't want like, this because it's just a supplement of the truth, of who I am, you know? And so, listener, our challenge, as the last one we had a challenge as well, is dream about how you can impact others this year through actions, right? Dream about how you can go into your community or to a friend or whatever, or to a spouse.
Yeah.
And just dream about, hey, you know what, man, this year we're going to be more intentional with each other. Hey, spouse, let's spend more time together.
Yeah.
Hey, Craig, you and I were going to go fishing, you know, even if it's from those lows, the just like being intentional to like, hey, I want to be more intentional with this program at church. I want to volunteer more. I want to do these sort of things. Like it ranges from all areas for what we can dream about. And I just want to encourage you to do things that make you happy. You know, do the things that Lord has put on your heart to like, because we all have those things like, man, I really haven't talked to Charlie in a while, you know, do it. So,
yeah, I love that. Recap our four words for us.
Oh, it was harvest, ignite, grow, unstoppable. So we harvest. We ignite
that sound out of my ears.
It's too late. Can't be undone.
We grow. And we're unstoppable.
It works. Let's go, works church. Still.
So, listener, I hope you feel encouraged. And we pray that in this next season, the Lord is right next to you. And you are right next to him. And you can see him for all his beauty and all the dreams and the one words that he's poured over you.
Thank you for listening to the Faith Center Podcast Network. Be sure to subscribe, rate, and review for daily and weekly content. Once again, if you would like more info about Faith Center, you can visit lgfoursquare.com, lg4square.com, and you can email the show at podcasts@lgfoursquare.com. Thanks for listening, and God bless.